Brexit calm but fair.
It's early and oh so very cold on a typical Saturday morning, and like thousands of others across Northern Ireland, I'm spending my weekend playing amateur football. Some of our finest soccer heroes began in the lower league and went on to greatness, and we're familiar with the stories of George Best and Danny Blanchflower. But one name is not nearly as well known as it should be. Belfast-born Jimmy Hastie was one of the best players ever to play football in Ireland, banging in goals for fun in Dundalk, winning league titles, cups, and even making European Cup history. And he did it all single-handed, literally.
Everybody in the street would actually not put their arm through the other sleeve, and they would all play with one arm. It was quite a regular occurrence.
He was a phenomenal nice guy as well, like, you know.
And it was a story that ended, sadly, in tragedy.
Even to this day, like, even in your 40s, you still wonder why.
This guy said, "Kevin, you're not going to believe it." And I said, "What's the story?" "Your hero," he says, "is just after being killed, you know."
Jimmy was born in 1936 and raised in Sailortown, a handy striker as a kid in and around the streets of Belfast's famous docks, around the same time that George Best was running rings around his mates in the east of the city. Jimmy Hastie's life was changed forever in 1952 when, as a young teenager, he lost his entire left arm in a mill accident. Far from becoming a handicap, the accident seemed to spur Jimmy on, and he still turned semi-pro, starring for local clubs Island McGee and then Newry Town in the Irish League. So what could have given him this resilience? Well, one reason must be that Jimmy cut his footballing teeth on the rough and ready cinder pitches of North Belfast in the late 50s, alongside another Belfast soccer hero, Danny Hale, who went on to become a legend for Crusaders and Dundalk FC.
Into the trophy room.
Into the trophy room,
yes.
Is this the, my goodness, this is a trophy room. Wow. You're just short. Did you get all these outfits this morning?
Oh, they're not all mine. They're my sons, my grandsons.
Wow. Okay, so we're in a room that is, there's three shelves worth of trophies and photographs of footballers.
Some medals.
Crusaders FC, D. Hill.
Yes.
63-64.
Yeah.
So when Jimmy was winning in the... The South, you were winning in the North?
I was winning, that's correct.
Yeah, that's the same season he won the league with Dundalk.
Yes, yes. He had fought with his granny. No player, no, you know what I mean?
People to win.
But people, yeah, you have to win, but people didn't. Jimmy was out to win, no matter what it cost. Jimmy had great balance, 6 foot one, 2 footed, game, but there's anything with just the one arm. Jimmy was known to even do goals.
Can't do goals with
he
one
did.
Arm.
Jimmy Hastie was unbelievable, honestly, he was.
And what would he have been like as a goalkeeper
Dude,
then?
Jimmy Hastie, honest, I'm telling you, I'm not taking a horn out of his.
So here we are in the BBC archive department, Paul. I'm Rixie.
How are you?
I'm good, yeah. As you know, we're kind of hunting down some footage of this footballer, Jimmy Hastie, played in the League of Ireland. He was from Belfast, though, so have you anything for us at all?
Yeah, I think we've found one entry. Under news, but there's nothing at all under sport.
That's something different. That's not what we're after.
So, for now at least, we're drawing a blank here in Belfast on any surviving footage. But to paint a picture of Jimmy the man, who better to ask than his own flesh and blood? Jimmy's sons are Paul and Martin.
So, a cup of tea. Thanks very much. Well, what's your first memory of your father then?
Oh, I love him, man. Throwing me up in the air, stuff like that, or being big, people wearing him, whatever, and knew everybody.
And did you enjoy having a father that had that kind of aura around him and
yeah.
You know, and everywhere you went, you
yeah,
were,
even
were
to this day, like, there's still the older generation talk very fondly of him, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And there was talk even when he was younger to going to England to play for so many big teams, but during his disability, we're having one arm, they found something to do with insurance, they couldn't get him insured, you know.
What teams would have been interested in from England? Do you know what teams were?
I heard Nottingham Forest.
Oh, they would have been
That's
a bit.
One of them.
That would have been a big team to sign for back then, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
George Best. I think he's put down. I remember watching this fella with one arm wear tennis ball around Sailortown area. And what that fella could do wear tennis ball, I couldn't do wear football.
The good thing about somebody like George Best saying that there's a young man with one arm and you know that he's talking about your dad.
No,
don't you?
No.
There wasn't many one-armed people, footballers, like this.
So it's a sunny but very, very cold morning here at Central Station in Belfast. The Enterprise is about to board as we go to see whether anyone in Dundalk still remembers our unsung hero, Jimmy Hasty.
And calling at Lisburn, Portadown, Newry, Dundalk, Drogheda and Dublin Colony.
So having arrived in Dundalk, we need a guide, a no better man than someone who is part of the furniture at Oriel Park and has been for a long time. His name is Maxi. He drives a taxi, which I'm going to get into now. I hope you're not starting that meter, Maxi, because I would imagine we have quite a journey ahead of us.
When it comes to Jimmy Hasty and Dundalk FC, we turn the meter off.
That's good. Yes, because everyone in the town involved with the club seems to drop everything when you mention his name because of the legend and the way that people like to talk about legends. You're a young man who won't have seen him playing, but you can tell me a little bit about why everyone talks about him so much.
When you're a young supporter, you're always asking the old hands, well, what was it like because of the great tradition around the club? You know, we won 10 titles and everybody always speaks about Jimmy Hasty. But when people talk about Jimmy Hasty in Dundalk, it's very, very hard to put into words, but the expressions on their face and then the way their voice goes, you know, the tragedy that comes with the greatness of Jimmy Hasty.
Well, let's go and meet the players that he stood alongside. Let's go meet the people who watched them play. Jimmy Hasty's story. Don't start the meter, but do start the engine.
No problem.
And how did those young fans and young players in Dundalk, I mean, did they stir at his arm, or did they find it strange, or were they?
They just got to take it as being normal, and you got used to it. But I remember as a kid playing football, everybody in the street would actually not put their arm through the other sleeve, and they would all play with one arm. It was quite a regular occurrence. You know, everybody
as a sort of a tribute, or
whatever. It would be a skit if you were playing a football match after school.
And Jimmy Hasty.
I'm Jimmy Hasty, so you'd pull your arm out and you'd have the sleeve dangling.
So we find ourselves in the suburbs of Dundalk, not too far from Oriel Park. We're just across the road from a little, it looks like a little dog walking park. Lots of people out on what's quite a nice bright day. And this is the home of yet another legend, part of this story, John Murphy, captain of the side during Jimmy's tenure.
How are you doing?
John, thanks for inviting into your home. We're grateful to be here.
You're very welcome. Sit down there and
part of the story,
relax yourself. I'll get this television off. I know how he scored a lot of his goals in the air because I took him home a few times to my house with him getting his money for booking into a hotel. He did it all right, but I had him in my house. So I was saying to him, Jimmy, how do you do it? What's the secret of all these goals you score? He says, I'll show you, John. They don't show too many. And he took the shirt off, and there was a little stump of an arm. He says, try and jump now against me. And he came over and he leaned the stump on my shoulder here. You know, and I tried to get off the ground, so it was like I had no chance. It was like a fella with two hands keeping me solid on the ground. And I said, I don't believe this, Jimmy. He says, well, that's the strength I have in it. Of course, the jersey's hanging in the wind. There's no arm in it. So the referee can't give a free kick, naturally enough. And that's the tactics he used in some instances. But in others, it was pure football. I always said it to him, Jimmy, I wouldn't like to see you with two arms on because you'd be a devil altogether.
Lovely, thank you.
So when you're doing documentaries about footballers, you don't necessarily expect to end up in a Penny's in a shopping centre. But that's where Maxi has led us to the next person who has a part to play in this story. Francie Callan, 80 years of age, working as a security guard, still chasing people down, still kind of keeping an eye on things and getting business done. And that's who we're going to chat to now.
I came back from Doncaster. I was playing in England and I'd heard an awful lot about this one-armed centre-forward, which I found it hard to believe, like, you know. Jimmy was exceptional, like, yeah. You know. He was a phenomenal nice guy as well, like, you know. I only found that out really that year that we won the league. My son died. You have to excuse me. It still brings a lump.
I'm sure it does, yeah.
But I got the most wonderful letter from Jimmy Hastie, sympathising, which I was unexpected. Like, most of the other lads just shook hands with me, and that was it, and sympathised naturally, and that you didn't expect any more. But Jimmy wrote me the most wonderful letter. I kept it for years. Actually, I gave it to a friend of mine who had lost a young child similarly, you know, and they found it a great help, and they passed it on to someone else, and unfortunately it got lost. I would have loved to have kept it, you know. It gave me huge consolation at the time, like, you know, and it helped me over a very difficult period. And as I say, we went on to win the league that year, you know.
We were all delighted, won the league, and everything was great. Looking forward to the draw for the European Cup when we were drawn against FC Zurich.
In the 1960s, there was no flashy Champions League setup. It was a real novelty to play abroad, but Irish teams north and south had fared pretty badly against European opposition. But Dundalk, with our unsung Belfast hero Jimmy Hastie leading the charge, were about to change all that in 1963. The first leg against FC Zurich was played in Dublin to allow for a bigger crowd, and the team fared poorly.
We played our first game against Zurich, yes, in Dalymen Park, and to be honest with you, we were completely overawed. We all arrived in Zurich. The plane, the doors opened, and we were being met by the Zurich officials. Davy McCarron was in a wheelchair. He had done the ankle. Timmy Lanes had done his hand. He was in a sling. Jimmy Hastie came out with only one arm. And the Zurich people were looking at us, and more or less, you could read their minds what they were saying. This plane's in the wrong place. It should be going to Lourdes. And we just, I can remember running out on the field myself, like, you know, and not feeling any pressure. And we pulverised them. They hadn't an answer to us. We were 2-0 up. Francie Callan, I think, scored the first goal. Then Jimmy scored a goal. And about 10 minutes from time, Jimmy hit the bar with a hell of a shot. And it rebounded out to safety. And a couple of minutes from time, they scored their goal. So if Jimmy's ball had gone in the net, it would have been a replay in another country. To this day, it's an awful shame that there was no video of that game. Because I'd say, I know Dundalk have played an awful lot of European games since that, but I'd say it was one of the best European matches you could, victories for Dundalk you could look at. And of course, it was a historic victory for Dundalk, because it was the first time an Irish team ever won in Europe.
So you're pretty certain there's nothing then, no?
So after many calls to RTE, okay, to FC Zurich, and the Swiss broadcasters, it would appear that nothing exists of that historic night. And Jimmy's sons, Paul and Martin, have only ever seen photographs of their dad in action.
It's one thing I'd really love to see photos, but I'd really love to see footage of him.
What do you have in your head? Do you think that he was a particularly fast player, or was it a lot of a toughness and aggression, or just brilliant in the air? Just
everything you said there. Fast, tough, brilliant. Well, said most of his goals were scored by his head.
Mm-hmm.
So we're reading up on it, because we were too young.
After a few more years in the top flight of League of Ireland football, Jimmy Hastie hung up his boots and returned to Belfast in 1968, retiring from professional football. He went back to being a family man, working in a bookmaker's. But being a well-known figure in your community in early 1970s Belfast could have lethal results. Jimmy's sons, Paul and Martin.
Last I seen him, usual. Good morning on that, their son.
Your birthday, wasn't
it? I just turned 7. And I actually remember going, it was actually in my class, this day, I'm 48 this year, and I still remember in class, headmistress, she comes and wraps the door, and I'm called out, and just remember the black van coming up the street. And that was my life around.
The man, a 40-year-old Catholic, was walking to work along this street in North Belfast when he was shot dead. Police say the gunman got out of a car and fired 3 shots at the man's stomach. The man staggered across the street and dropped to the ground. He was a married man with 2 children. The murder came less than 12 hours after another killing in the Belfast suburb of Newton Abbey.
seemed to be that probably because he wanted to take a character.
Because my daddy was an easy target, just one arm.
Shot in the back.
1 minute your husband's going out to work, 10 minutes later, he's laying dead.
Everybody knew that my dad wasn't political. But sometimes you get angry and all, and you feel why, and even this day, like, even in your 40s, you still wonder why.
Why? I'd like to know what his life has been like. Because I know he's made my life, well, made our lives hell.
The sense of despair about Jimmy Hastie's murder was shared in his adopted second home of Dundalk. Paddy Malone, whose dad signed Jimmy for the club, recalls the mood.
The only time I ever knew my father to cry was to tell me that he was dead. When we had the special tribute to him and the special match for him after he was murdered, this was a murder that people were absolutely appalled with. And on that night, there was huge emotion in Oriel Park the night, and I think Mrs. Hastie was actually there for it. I was doing a style, and the normal prices in was £2 into the stand and £1 into the ground at the time. And we upped it by £1 in both cases. And people were coming in to me, and it was, you know, £3 in, which was a lot of money. And people were saying to me, how much of this is going to the club? And I said, nothing, it's for Mrs. Hastie. And I go to give them their change. Don't insult me. I was being given a fiver all the time.
Well, strange things happen in football and strange things happen in life. Just as we were beginning to give up hope after months of research, suddenly out of the blue comes this. Now, it's a little bit grainy. It's obviously black and white, and it kind of looks like something you'd see in a really old documentary. But this is FC Zurich versus Dundalk, the first time an Irish team won a match in Europe. And there he is, clear as day, Jimmy Hastie. We're the first people to see this footage in 50 years. It's a massive discovery for us. And as you can imagine, we're pretty excited about showing everybody involved.
Well, how do we know you at this?
Zurich, you got it. Unbelievable, Dad.
Jeez, that's fabulous.
There's Jimmy there, yeah.
Just try and talk us through how it feels to watch this 50 years later. What was a defining night for everyone, I believe.
People hear you talking about it, but there it is in black and white now for anyone to look at. I'll go to my grave happy. It's lovely for us to be able to remember him by looking at that, because I'm tired telling people what Jimmy Hastie was like, you know.
Well, you're talking about the joy of seeing this, and you two were both there.
Yeah.
So we're going to now show it to two young men who have only got the anecdotes and the newspaper reports and the photographs to go on. Jimmy's two sons back in Belfast will be seeing their father playing in this match for the first time, and that's where we're going now.
Okay. Yeah, just a wee message for them. They should be very, very proud of their father, because he created history.
So Paul and Martin have kindly invited us back into their house, probably wondering why we're back chatting to you again. But just in the work that we've been doing in the last couple of weeks, finding out as much as we could about your father, pillar to post, making phone calls, going across Europe, we managed to track down something that you gentlemen might find interesting.
Where's my dad?
Jesus Christ. That's the first time I've ever seen any footage.
First time ever.
Do you know where the match this is?
Is it the Zurich match?
Yeah, that's the game. The legendary game where Jimmy scored the goal in Zurich and Dundalk won that match.
Toe poke in.
There it is.
I've always read about it. And that's actually seeing it now. Brilliant.
Oh, it's a bar too. Oh,
Jesus. Just lost for words here. Made my day. Or made my life.
I'm so pleased that we tracked down the elusive European Cup footage. These days, everything seems to be documented. Goals and highlights of even the lowest league games are sometimes just a click away. But there's a whole generation of footballers whose legacy is based on anecdotes and sometimes sketchy, incomplete statistics. Through the making of this documentary, we saw just how proudly everyone, not just his sons, not just his teammates, spoke of Jimmy Hastie. And it's obvious just how much it meant to those people. Everything that we have heard about Jimmy Hastie is true, and more. Maybe no longer a lost legend.
Hey. It's your granddad playing football, son. Many years ago. Now he's on TV, huh?